I'm talking to Sally Thompson, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, an overview of Scotland's criminal justice system. Sally, what's this report about?
This report is about Scotland's adult criminal justice system. From the time police identify someone they think has committed a crime until that person leaves the system. It's about how the criminal justice system works, what it costs, and how efficiently and effectively that money is spent.
And what have you found?
We looked across the criminal justice system and found a number of things. Firstly, Scotland's criminal justice system is complicated. There have been significant changes to the system since devolution. Although these have delivered major reforms in some areas, they have also contributed to its complexity. It's important that we remember that there are lots of bodies involved in delivering Scotland's criminal justice system and that they need to be independent of each other and of government to ensure that the system is fair. However, this makes it difficult to manage criminal justice processes as a whole system, although we are pleased to report that joint working has improved in recent years. Scotland's criminal justice system cost an estimated £857 million in 2009-10, although this excludes the majority of police spend. However, budgets reduced in 2010-11, and some significantly. And the scale of these reductions, combined with increasing cost pressures in some areas, such as spend on translators and expert witnesses, and the limited control some criminal justice bodies have over demand, for example, the prison service have to accommodate everybody sent by the courts, this all means that there are risks to the long-term sustainability of criminal justice services. There are inefficiencies in the criminal justice system. Many cases have to repeat stages in the court process several times. We estimate that this cost the criminal justice system around £10 million in 2009-10. Other cases are subject to late decisions not to proceed through the courts. This costs around £30 million. Much of this inefficiency could be avoided. Finally, reoffending is a continuing problem in Scotland. Over two-thirds of those sent to prison in 2009-10 had five or more previous convictions. We estimate that in 2009-10, around £81 million was spent by criminal justice bodies, excluding the police, directly on services to reduce reoffending. This is less than 10% of total criminal justice expenditure.
Now, we're talking about quite big sums of money, and you're suggesting quite a bit of this is wasted. Where can this be saved, and how much are we talking about?
Okay, you've got to remember that this is an overview of Scotland's criminal justice system, so we didn't look at every aspect of the system in great detail. However, our audit did highlight a number of inefficiencies, such as incompatible IT systems and performance management information. The processing of cases through the summary courts could also be more efficient. It's common for cases to repeat stages in the court process, and in 2009-10, this happened 37% of times that cases were at court. We estimate that this cost the criminal justice system around £10 million. 7% of the time cases were at court in 2009-10, they left the system because the procurator's fiscal decided not to pursue the case or to accept a not guilty plea. These late decisions not to proceed cost £30 million. In ensuring that justice is fair, there will always be some cases which are resolved late. For example, some cases are complex and it will take time for the procurator fiscal or for the defence to make a judgment on the strength of the case. However, we believe there is potential to improve the efficiency of the process, which could deliver financial savings and reduce the delays to all those involved.
Now, you mentioned earlier risks to the long-term sustainability of the criminal justice system. Can you explain exactly what you mean by that, you know, what those risks are and what needs to be done about them?
Okay, there are a number of risks to the long-term sustainability of criminal justice services. These are the scale of the budget cuts, the length of time it will take for some planned changes to deliver savings, increasing cost pressures in some areas, such as spend on expert witnesses and translators, and the limited ability some criminal justice bodies have to manage their demand, for example, the prison service. This means that there is a risk that in the longer term, criminal justice bodies will not be able to maintain the quality and level of services they currently provide. We've highlighted a number of areas in our report where there is a clear potential to improve the efficiency of the criminal justice system. This includes the way cases are processed through the courts and incompatible IT systems. Reducing reoffending could also reduce costs to the criminal justice system in the longer term.
You mentioned reoffending there, and your report looks at the progress or the general lack of it in dealing with reoffending. There's also been quite a lot of talk in the public sector at the moment about preventative spending. What sort of impact would more preventive spending have in this area?
We highlight that less than 10% of criminal justice expenditure, excluding police spend, is directly spent on services to reduce reoffending. This could be regarded as preventative spending. It's important to remember that in Scotland in 2009-10, two-thirds of those sent to prison had five or more previous convictions. So a reduced level of reoffending could bring many benefits, such as fewer crimes, fewer victims of crime, fewer cases going through the courts, and fewer costs to the public purse. However, as this is an overview, we haven't looked at this in any detail, although it could be an area we consider in future audit work.
And just lastly, what do you want to see happen now? What are your sort of key recommendations?
This report highlights a number of areas where there is clear potential to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of the criminal justice system. In particular, there needs to be significant improvement in how well victims and witnesses are supported and kept informed about what is happening in their case. There needs to be significant improvement in the availability of cost and performance information, in the efficiency with which cases are processed through the courts, and in how services for offenders are funded and delivered across the country. This would ensure that these services meet the demand and are focused on the most cost-effective approaches to reducing reoffending.
Sally, thanks very much.